Colin Kaepernick hasn't been able to get a job in the NFL, even though he was playing at a pretty high level while he was in the NFL.
So you think, though, if Colin decided, oh, you know, I don't want to be a quarterback, I want to be a tight end, you think he will get a fair chance as well?
No, because he was playing well as a quarterback and didn't get a shot. Tim Tebow wasn't playing well as a quarterback, and then he later got a shot as a tight end. Like, it's nobody was saying, oh, you know what, Colin Kaepernick, if he played wide receiver, he'd be better.
Hey there. Welcome to the Gluten-Free Organic Thoughts Podcast, where you are encouraged to express your natural thoughts and views through casual, meaningful conversations that hopefully can lead to learning and understanding new perspectives. To find out more info, visit www.gfothoughts.com. Now, here are your hosts, Michael Wong and Robert Din. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another great episode of Gluten-Free Organic Thought Podcast. My name is Michael Wong, and we always with me, Robert Din.
Hey, how's it going, everyone? Welcome back. Welcome back. We have a good episode for you today. We're talking about sports and fairness and all this stuff.
Well, let me tell you, today's episode is going to be a little bit controversial. So don't judge us for this. We're just, you know, going with the flow to see what our own opinions are. You can fact check us a little bit later also on top of that, but you know what? I'm going to stand by my opinion. Just let everyone know, okay?
Wow. I'm excited for your opinion. Jeez. All right. What are you drinking, first off? Is that going to be controversial too?
Nah, that won't be controversial. It's straightforward. It's just coffee tonight. So just straightforward coffee.
Oh, black cup again. Oh, man. Horrible.
I actually left my other cup at home. So yeah, it's just coffee though. Nothing special.
Today, I am drinking Scotto Family Cellar's Old Vine Zinfandel.
Ooh.
If you can see that.
New bottle.
Yeah, new bottle.
Are you almost out of stock yet? Or not yet?
No, because I have, like, people bring wine over and stuff, or, like, send wine to me. I have a friend of mine who sends wine, like, his wine stuff over, so I always have a supply coming in, right? Like, it's just
nice,
unlimited supply of wine. You're never gonna stop.
All right, so to kick off this topic, we gotta talk about something recent that just happened, right? So obviously the conversation is about answering one question: should sports be fair, right? And if so, how define fair, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, this, like, so coming from, like, the University of Florida, let's set the stage of, like, what we were seeing and everything. Coming from the University of Florida, we went to school while Tim Tebow was our quarterback and winning all these championships.
Yep.
He went to the NFL, didn't do so well when he was there, and decided to go play baseball for 3 years or 4 years or however long it was.
And then he decided he had enough and then end up.
And then recently. Oh, yeah, he took a break, right? Didn't he? He took a break from baseball, too. Yeah, so then, and then recently, he, Urban Meyer, our coach during the Gator years, recently got hired as the head coach of Jacksonville Jaguars. And then it was announced that Tim Tebow would be coming and playing for the Jacksonville.
Trying out to be a 53 man roster team to see if it makes
sense. He signed a contract.
Yeah.
To play on the team, right?
Well, I don't think he's finalized yet to be the final roster yet.
He's on the team right now, right? That's what it is. Like, he's taking up a spot.
Yeah, and so now he's not being quarterback though. He's trying not to be a tight end.
Yeah. This time around. And how long has it been since he's last played football in the NFL?
I believe 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. I think it's longer than that.
Longer than that, really?
Yeah, I think it's longer than that.
Well, either way, though, right? So Tim Tebow took a break from football, right? So therefore, his body should be in pretty good shape because he hasn't taken that many hits, if you think about that.
Yeah, but he's also never played this position ever.
Correct.
He's never played this position. And when he was there, he wasn't good enough to continue. Last time he played was 2015.
Yeah, so six years ago,
yeah.
All right. Well, it's going to be 6 years when this fall comes around. Makes sense. So, so I mean, at the end of the day, yes, you're right. So, running routes is not a specialty. He doesn't block. So, he probably spent some time with some coaches trying to see how good he is. The question is, though, right? It still will remain whether he's actually gonna, you know, make it to the fall, because it's still a cut in the preseason game. Keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, they can still cut him. Like it's very early in the preseason, so like the roster's not even finalized yet. He's just
correct
trying out for the team, right? But then there's a lot of chatter on ESPN, and all these pundits are coming on talking about how this didn't seem like it didn't seem fair that he was taking up a spot of somebody who may be trying to get into the NFL as That's a tight true. End, and yeah. he's taking up a spot when he's, well, probably the only reason he's there is because Coach Urban Meyer is there and gave him a shot.
Yeah, so obviously with the network that he had, try to see if he can make it out, making out the, you know, the final 53-man roster. Mm-hmm. Also, part of it is that, do you think that this is a special treatment?
Yeah.
Is this
a special treatment? Yeah, I totally think that it's basically because he's buddies with the coach, so he got an opportunity, right? It'd be the same as if you knew the CEO of a company, and then they gave you a job at the company, right? Like, it's the same thing.
But I mean, now let's take this example to like Colin Kaepernick, right? So do you think Colin Kaepernick would have played wide receiver if he came back to NFL? You know?
Yeah, and that's part of the dichotomy, right? Is that like Colin Kaepernick hasn't been able to get a job at NFL, even though he was playing at a pretty high level while he was in the NFL.
Correct.
And it's all due to non-sport, like non-football related.
Correct. It's due to the activist right. movements. So
right. So like he hasn't gotten a shot back into the NFL.
A lot of teams have seen him practice. Obviously, right? Every single season, every single offseason, a lot of teams go watch to see how good he is still, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, go ahead. What's your question?
Well, it's not necessarily a question. It's more like, so do you think, though, if Colin decided, oh, you know, I don't make the quarterback, I want to be a tight end, you think he will get a fair chance as well?
No, because he was playing well as a quarterback and didn't get a shot. Tim Tebow wasn't playing well as a quarterback. And then he later got a shot as a tight end. Like, it's nobody was saying, oh, you know what, Colin Kaepernick, if he played wide receiver, he'd be better. He might be able to transfer over. No one was saying that.
Do you think that it had to do anything with the settlement?
What do you mean, the settlement? What do you mean? Does it have anything to do with it?
Just because of the NFL settlement, obviously there was a lawsuit going on, right? And so do you think that a lot of teams didn't want to touch that?
You
want to
give some background? Like, if people who haven't heard.
So there was a lawsuit at the NFL against Colin Kaepernick for, you know, I think due to, what was it? There was a couple of reasons why the NFL decided to settle and not go to court with this. On top of my head, I actually don't remember. But it was probably for, like, my practice things.
Yeah. So what happened was Colin Kaepernick hasn't been in the NFL. He's gotten blacklisted, like supposedly blacklisted because no one's given him a job or given him like the opportunity to come play. So he sued the NFL, and the NFL settled with him $10 million settlement.
Yeah. I think one of them was defaming. One of them, I remember, if I remember correctly, there was a whole long list of that. What was guy for?
Yeah, but when did this happen? 2019, right?
2018, 2019, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. So they settled in 2019. He wasn't able to get a job before that. So that wasn't, it had nothing to do with him.
Well, then COVID happened in 2020. So.
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with him settling.
Listen, at the end of the day, some organization might not just not want to touch him. You know what I mean? Because they don't know what, I guess, a lot of organization are afraid of what he can do to impact the team or distract from the team, in a sense. That's probably because of the past, what happened. It could be it too, you know what I mean? So.
And I assume that's why he didn't get a job since he's since like everything happened, right? That's probably the reason, because like they don't want him to be a distraction. Some of them probably didn't believe in his politics, so they didn't like that either. So there's it's just like a, I don't know, it's unjust. Also, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy where like, oh, he hasn't played for how long? 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, whatever. And like, you're like, he probably can't play quarterback anymore. Like, he's not, he hasn't played in six, 8 years. Like, how can he play?
Maybe he can, because he's not taking any hits, if you think about it. So
yeah, but he hasn't played. Like, it's, you have to like,
not necessarily. You can still, it's like riding a bicycle probably for these people, right? They probably still practice. They probably still run routes with a lot of college kids, if you think about it.
No, how old is Colin Kaepernick right now?
Oh, probably like 31. Yeah. He was younger than Tebow, so.
Yeah, 31. Like, that's like, you're past your prime at that point, right?
I mean, like, look at Brady. Is Brady past his prime?
Yeah, but he's been working out and he's been playing for like forever, 20 years or whatever, right? Like, Colin Kaepernick hasn't played for some years.
No, Colin Kaepernick is 33, but still. Yeah.
Yeah. And when was the last time he played football?
He has not. Last time he played football was in 2016.
2016, so it's been 5 years since he's played.
I think similar as Tebow.
Similar as Tebow, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, I don't know. Like, he hasn't played in 5 years. Like, there's probably some like something that they're like, oh, he's probably can't play at the same level he could back then, because he was much younger,
much faster.
He was much age gets to you if you're not like keeping up. So like, I don't know. It might be something like that. It's I don't know. It just seems like a reasonable comparison, because they left around the same time. They played quarterback. One was much better than the other. And then Tim Tebow is getting a shot, whereas Colin Kaepernick
hasn't gotten
anything.
I mean, I guess I would argue, like, if Tim Tebow was getting a shot to be a quarterback, that's a whole different story versus tie-in. I mean, you're right. There is a little bit of special privilege that, because he knows Urban Meyer really well, and the staff member probably too as well. And so, and to be honest, it's Jacksonville Jaguars' hometown. It's his hometown, you know what I mean? So not only that, Tebow probably can sell more tickets to his hometown games.
He was also, but like,
he sold out. He sold out all the minor leagues games for baseball.
No, I get it, right? But like, they could have also done this when he was a quarterback. Like, they could, like, he was free agent. They could have signed him to play.
Urban wasn't there though.
I know, but like, I don't know if they were doing it to sell seats, they could have done this a long time ago.
Oh, I completely agree. But keep that in mind, between 2015 and now, there's a different also team owner from the Jaguars as well. So
the new owner has, like, he was there.
He's been there. Team?
Yeah, he's been there.
No, I think I thought they had a new owner. What's his name? But I just bought the Jaguars. When was this? Let me see. I couldn't remember.
He bought the Jaguars. I was in Jacksonville when that happened. 2011.
2011?
Yeah.
Was it Shaw Khan still?
Yeah, yeah. So he bought it in 2011. Yeah.
So that means who else did he draft? Did he draft Gabber? Who else did he draft after that? There's another quarterback he drafted.
The guy from UCF?
UCF, that's right. And then the guy, the Golden Lock guy, what's his name? The look like with a mustache.
No idea who you're talking about. I don't follow football. That's that much. But like, yeah, it's. They could have. They definitely could have. Even to have him as a backup quarterback, right? Like, he doesn't have to start. Like, they could have sold tickets like that, but they didn't want to back then, and now. It's all true. Urban Meyer. That's what he does.
That's true. Oh yeah. So they had. That's right. It was Blake Border. That's what it was for 4 years. And then now it's Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
With Nick Foles. Now they released Nick Foles. Now it's Gardner Minshew now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the question, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, we come to sports because like there's a set of rules. Like, everyone has a set of rules that everyone's expected to follow.
It's different per sport. It's different per sport too. So.
No, every sport has rules that you need to follow. Yeah. So like it's like a ideology that like, oh, sports is probably the area where things should be fair, right? Like, there's like, because like we have rules to follow, we have to do everything by the rules that are set, and like there shouldn't be like unfairness within the game. And these things are a little bit outside of the game, like what's going on. So, but still, so, like,
let me ask you this though. Now, it's the same issue. Do you think it could happen in the NBA?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Have I seen it? Yeah. Udonis Haslem has been on the Heat for forever.
But what does that have to do anything with like with the situation of like Tebow and like do we have a player?
Because he doesn't even play. Like they could give that spot to someone else who hasn't made money yet, right? Like so the thing is about that they're saying is like these are like there's people that are struggling and trying to get in.
Of course.
And this person is taking a spot from them. And Udonis Haslem is very similar to that, where like he's made his money, right? Like what?
But he's a team captain, he's a team leader, you know.
But no, just let me answer, right? Like he's taking up a spot that you could give to a rookie or someone to come in.
I get that.
And get and like you could lift up someone else rather than holding that spot. Listen, for someone who doesn't do anything for the team. That's how it is. Like I don't know. It's a very similar situation there. Where like it's because
I don't think similar though. Let me tell you. And there's okay. Listen, I'm a
diehard Miami Heat fan.
Listen. I'm a Heat fan, but I don't like Udonis Haslem being there at all. Just so you know. Mm-hmm. And this, I literally me and my friend argue about all this all the time. We troll each other about it. I say, hey, you want to bet that UD will come back next year? You know. So it's kind of like the situation. Like, I don't think it's a similar situation where. Oh yeah, Tebow knows somebody in the team. They're gonna stay in the team for that long. I feel like perhaps because they need someone stable related to their culture to make sure that the new guys coming in stabilizes that.
They could bring him in as like a assistant coach.
I completely agree.
Doesn't matter. He doesn't have to take up a spot.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that part. But however, though, my argument is that I don't think it's the same situation. I feel like yes, they could definitely keep in like John Howard, right? They could have moved in as assistant coach. And just clamp it down and make sure that roster is not taken. And I'd wanted UD out probably the last 3-4 years.
Already. Yeah, but I think that's the same. It's the same situation where he wants to be on the bench. So they let him be on the bench.
Let me tell you, though.
And that is part of the privilege where he's like, oh, yeah, I know these guys. I know Pat Riley. I know everyone. They're like on my side. They're good. We're good. So they let me have a spot on the roster. Like,
I mean, how many rosters can you have in a bench? 16 people? Is it 16?
Yeah, I think it's 15. It's, I think it's up to 17 now with the 10 days and stuff. Like,
that's right. Yeah.
So like they've changed, but it's somewhere between 10 and 17, or 15 and 17 players.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely interesting. I mean, obviously, this probably happens in baseball as well. It happens.
Yeah, for sure. Every sport. Yeah. Baseball is all crazy. But yeah, I'm pretty sure this happens all over. Right.
So overall, though, obviously, life is not fair. So therefore, this kind of stuff is not fair. How do you fix that, though?
How do you fix it? I don't think there's a way to fix it. I don't think it's unfixable. It's not something that you can fix because people are going to justify having people on no matter what, right?
Like that's true.
So like
they're gonna have their own biases. In a sense.
They're gonna say, "Oh, Tim Tebow is a locker room guy, so we gotta bring him in and put him on the bench."
He's a locker room guy.
So like you can't take him off. He's a team leader. He's a team leader. Yeah. He's got to be there for 57 years, and then
come on, it's not UD yet. Okay, you can't do that.
No, like, that's what it is. But it's but like it's. I don't know. The thing about fairness, right, is like I think we expect fairness in sports, and there's like stuff about sports that just isn't fair, like in general.
So diving that into that, you know, let's talk about special treatments when it comes to superstars players. You know, as you know, superstar versus non superstar players. You know, for example, those simple touch fouls that you mentioned, right? And I think some of the foul calls that some superstar players. Literally, they get for all the time for BS calls. Whether this with their non superstar ones, they get fouled all the crazy time. They don't get calls for those.
Mm-hmm. There was an article or like not an article but a video that showed Jeremy Lin, who was driving to the hoop for like they showed like one year.
He got hacked 7 times. I remember that.
Him just driving. And no, it wasn't 7 times. It was like they showed like there was like 30 minutes of him just getting hacked. Yeah. And this was all in one season, and none of them were fouls. Whereas like LeBron James could like you could like someone like blows on him and he like falls over and gets a call. And yeah, it's, I mean, but that's how it worked with superstars, right? Even Michael Jordan got all the calls he wanted. And then like every time you have a superstar, like that's
why do you think that, why do you think that is? Because to protect the asset?
It's also like they all know all the refs. Like if you've been in the league for a while, you know the refs, you're like, you're friends with them. They'll give you the call, right? Like I think the rookies, they have that process where they have to like go through and learn. And
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, just superstar versus non superstar. Like let's say for example, we're talking about, you know, LeBron, right? Just, for example, LeBron versus like another non superstar but Jeremy still Lin. A decent player, you know? Yeah, like sure, like Jeremy Lin, or not even that, or even like fucking Kyle Kuzma, whatever it is, right? You know, like. Even they're in the same teams, some of them they may not get the same calls.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but that's how the NBA is called, right? It's called for the superstars, yeah. And for the, I don't know, for the vets. They don't get, like, rookies don't get calls, and apparently and agents don't get called either.
And we've seen also some of those who bent over backward or be adjusted as the game, you know, progresses, right? In terms of players becoming better, so therefore the game has to change and they have to evolve some of those rules.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we have like a list of times when the NBA changed their rules because the superstar was too good. Wilt Chamberlain, I was reading like Wilt Chamberlain, they changed the rule where like the person shooting the foul shot can't run past that line, like until the ball hits the rim. And that was made because Wilt Chamberlain would throw up a shot and then run and then like jump up and like
dunk it.
Yeah. And like, okay.
We're one step.
And like, so they had to like stop it because like he's just too good. Like there's players.
Or
like
too
that.
Tall.
He's just too good compared to everyone else. He has a super big advantage.
Let me ask you this: do you think that the 3-point shoot, the 3-point now will get moved back even more? They have a 4-point line now.
I don't know if they will.
I mean, with Dan Lillard and Steph Curry now, with everybody, you know, even Trae Young, like, let me tell you, they have range.
I know they have range, but like they've been practicing that. I don't know. I don't know if they will or not. I hope they don't make a 4-point play. I don't want that.
Imagine like your final bus beater. It's a 4-point play.
That is, win the game. It would be crazy. And then like, what if it's like a 4-point play and you get fouled? Then it's a 5-point
plus
play.
Plus a 5-point play. That's right.
Yeah, like it gets too much. Like yeah, like
why not? Why not? It makes the game even more wilder. Now you have to play. Now you can play half court defense.
No, you have to play full court like the whole time.
Yeah, sorry.
Because if you get to half court, you get to half court, they might shoot it. Like,
that's true. You're right. They'll be hard to play with full court defense now.
I don't know if they can do that. Like
it's like college, man. What are you talking about? That's just like college, man. Full court defense in college too. So
yeah, that's true. I don't know. It seems like too much though. It changes the game a lot.
My point exactly. Steph Curry probably has changed the game.
Whatever. He's already changed the game, but like. Changing it to the like that would be a positive, like that would be a change to help Steph Curry and Dame Lillard and Trae Young and stuff.
Yeah, because they will benefit more out of that. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Yeah, but I don't know. Well, I don't know if they need an advantage, right? Like
okay.
So.
Oh, I see what you're saying though. So therefore, they wouldn't change it to help them out. So what would they change to not help them out? Remove the 3-point line and make it do all 2-pointers?
Possibly. That's. I mean, I can see moving it back. Because that would make it worse. That would make it harder for them or like for everybody to make 3-pointers if they just didn't want more threes. That would be the cause to move the 3-point back. But they wouldn't add a 4-point because that just like incentivizes them to shoot from four, some farther away. Yeah.
That's nuts. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think obviously like I think before we jumped on this, we talked about the touch fouls that they had to adjust now from the league, you know, year to year.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, everything.
That was also like, I don't know. I feel like the game was too difficult, and they were trying to make it easier, and that's or like,
but
not,
do you
it's
think,
probably not. But like, that's what it seems like because I don't know. Back in the '90s, the game was super physical. It was hard to. It was like much more difficult to play, and the players that were there, look at it now and they're like, yeah, Michael Jordan would score 60 points a game if you didn't have to get fouled every time he got to the rim.
So, but let me ask you this though, now because of the lack of physicality, now you don't need a true center anymore, right? So now, you know, back in the days, you had a true center or true power forward, big guys who could actually protect the rim and then foul you. And there would be, there's a physicality that will, like, hey, you drive through the hoop, we're going to hurt you. That, mm-hmm. mentality. Like, for example, the Bad Boy Piston made that literally living out of that.
Yeah.
And so, but now you may not see that anymore because that physicality is not needed. So therefore, you don't see this big, bulky, you know, like, 7'5" center guy or a 6'7" power forward that, you know, that protects the rim.
And the repercussion of that was Steph Curry, who's not the most physical person, but he is skilled in the sense that he can shoot threes from wherever. Right. So, like, someone who's like, who comes in is scrawny little kid that can shoot can end up being a superstar now. Whereas, like, in the 90s, he would never have made it. Or he would,
I don't know. I think he would have made it. I just feel
at the beginning of his career, he was injured all the time. If it was more physical,
he would get more injured.
He would get more injured, that. Right? Like, it would have been more difficult for him to get to where he's at.
Correct. Yeah, but if he would have survived those kind of, I guess, physical injuries in a sense, I think he would have still made an impact to the game. So
yeah, if he could survive the first 4 years of him being injured because of all that and get through the treatment that he does, the physical treatment, then it's possible. But it was, I don't know, it would have been much harder just getting to that point.
Correct. Yeah, because he spent 4 years literally recovering in a sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
he already spent 4 years recovering and it wasn't as physical. So, like, it would have been even worse.
Well, the good thing is that he's gotten stronger since then, so, which is good.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, if he could get to the point where, like, he's developed, like, his strength and endurance and all this stuff, then it would have been fine. But, like, getting to that point is what I was saying.
So, do you think that the rule changing will benefit MJ now? Because MJ will probably just blow by everybody.
Oh, yeah, for sure. MJ... And he would have got more steals. Like, he would.
That's true.
Like, with all that, he would have been able to, like, dominate in ways that, like, that they would have had to change the rules back, probably.
That's true. I mean, do you think that LeBron would survive in the physical era 90s?
Yeah, for sure. Because LeBron, when he came in, was a physical phenom.
That's true.
He was already big. He was already big, strong man when he came in at 18. So. True, it wasn't it wasn't like he had to develop into his
physicality. He didn't have to fill in completely in a sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think I don't think that would have hurt him to have a more physical game.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna take a little break here. We're gonna do our extra funny me MSG session. What do you have for us today, Robert? Do you want me to go first?
Oh no, I have something. So I saw this video. This was on the news actually. It wasn't like I don't know how funny it is. It's kind of scary, actually.
Scary.
Yeah. So it's this lady who, or this back camera of a backyard, and there's a wall, and a bear and a cub were climbing it, and this girl's dog started running out and barking at him and like. And then the bear tries to like attack him, and the lady comes out, pushes the bear off the wall, and then gets all the dogs back inside. Like, that's nuts. It's so crazy.
I think the bear was more afraid of the lady.
I mean, yeah, like,
hey, thanks for watching.
Was that an Asian lady?
I don't know. Haley Morinico is her name. Morinico.
Sounds like a Japanese name.
Morinico. What kind of last name is this? Let's see.
Because literally, like, he just literally just pushes off the bear at the edge.
Yeah, right? So let's do. Oh, there's no. Oh, Argentinian.
Oh, there you go. That is funny.
It's an Argentinian last name. Morinico.
That is funny, though. I mean, I mean, at the end of the day, I felt like the bear was just there, just kind of walking around, and the dog just being, you know, nosy. And I guess the bear
dogs are being nosy. The bear was being nosy in their backyard.
No, that's not saying like the dog just attacking the bear because I think the bear is just trying to protect the cubs, right?
I know, so. And there were cubs there, so like that was even double scary for the girl because that's like a protective mom that she's pushing right there.
It was just funny. The bear's like, okay, I got pushed over,
and the bear's like, oh god. But it's crazy how like how they climbed that wall or they got up to that wall and were just like chilling, like going across the wall.
It looks like they came from. If you look at the back, there's a streak there too. Also,
yeah. So yeah. Where did it come from? I mean, they probably climbed that tree, right?
Yeah, but where did it come from? Like, I'm sure.
No, there's probably woods. There's it's in California, right? So California has bears around.
That's true. Yeah.
But it's just like it's just crazy.
All right, so mine is pretty relatable to what happened this past Sunday night. And so
This past Sunday night?
So there was an exhibition fight between Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul, okay? Tell me, what do you think this happened with this video? Do you think this was a knockout or not?
Oh, hold on. I haven't seen it. Let's see.
Yeah. So for those who are not watching, it's the title says, How to Survive 8 Rounds with a Boxing Champ. So Floyd Mayweather, the title says, inside the media says, Floyd Mayweather accidentally knocked him out and helped him up to keep the show going. LOL.
Did he hit him at all?
Yeah. Oh, dude, just watch this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He gave him a right hook.
But look how he was holding him up, though.
Yeah, it looked like he's holding him up. Because this is an exhibition match in everything, right? And before this, Floyd was already saying like, "Oh, this is a match for fun. Like he's doing it for entertainment, not for a boxing match."
So I watched this whole fight. Pretty much, Logan Paul barely landed 10% of his punches. Okay, while Floyd Mayweather landed more than 50% of his punches. Okay,
why are you doing analysis of this fight right now? When a professional fighter, there's like one of the best ever to have done it, and the other guy is a YouTuber.
But the thing is that though the fact that he lasted 8 rounds with that guy, I give him a little props for that. But
because he didn't try to knock him out.
No, he actually a few times he tried to. I watched the whole fight. You can tell the few times he tried to a little bit, but also at the same time he was just dodging. But you can also tell that Floyd Mayweather may not have the power that he used back in the days. You know what I mean? But he was not tired though. You can tell that he was in super good shape. He was not tired at all. So like if this could have gone 12 rounds, Logan Paul would have died.
No, I don't think I think he would never have knocked him out because it wasn't part of the plan.
No,
this was a wrestling match. I mean
they made money. Listen, Floyd Mayweather, I think, made $100 million out of this, and I think Logan made $20 million out of this.
So. Yeah. I thought this whole thing was stupid, so I didn't even watch it. I was like, I'm not supporting this.
Yeah, whatever. I didn't pay for it, so it's you know.
Just dumb. I thought it was just dumb.
You know, my friend paid for the pay per view, whatever. I'm okay.
Yeah, but I just thought it was stupid. Like, I'm not gonna watch this stupid fight. It's not a real fight, right?
It's not a real fight, correct? There's no judges. There's only one referee.
Even if it was, like, if Floyd wanted to knock him out, he would have knocked him out.
Yeah, you can tell that there's a huge discrepancy of skill set for sure.
Yeah, and they said that it was for entertainment, not for a boxing match.
I mean, the class weight was off. The height reach. Like, for Floyd Mayweather to be that size, he has a long reach, let me tell you. But the reach that Logan Paul has over him, like, you can see Floyd Mayweather duck and went into his body a lot of the time. And when he did that, Logan Paul just wrapped him up, like, you know, tried to use his body weight on top of him just to hold him up. So he was kind of cheating in a sense, but whatever.
I mean, but does it really matter? Like, you're talking about it like it's an actual boxing match.
Nah, I would have loved to see him get knocked down in, like, the third round. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I wish it was more like what's the other one he did that was
against McGregor.
Against McGregor, where he just knocked him out. Just knock him out, get it over with. I think it was because that one he knocked him out too quick, right? Or
No,
it lasted 6 rounds.
I think he lasted all the rounds.
Oh, Mayweather did, or McGregor did.
I think he only lost due to a decision.
He got knocked out and the
he got knocked out. That's right. He got knocked out.
The corner called it.
Corner called. That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, consider that. I mean, it was McGregor. You know, that's not his original sport. So.
I know, but he was still a fighter. So that at least they.
I personally think that doing this kind of exhibition stuff tanks boxing. To be honest.
Oh, you think it tanks boxing? I think it does nothing. Because I think boxing's already not real.
I used to be a big fan of boxing because how clean the sports is. The discipline, the chess match behind that.
You're saying boxing was clean? How clean the match was? None of those boxing matches, those are all rigged. Like, every single one of them is rigged.
Is it though? I don't know.
It's guaranteed rigged. Like, you watch fights that they come down to decision, and the fucking judges are making some crazy decisions.
I'm sure there are some rigged ones already now, but
no, I'm talking about,
so for me, I prefer boxing over UFC match. That's personal preference though.
I think UFC is more of a fight, more of a real fight.
Oh, I agree with that in terms of real fight, but I'm talking about just in terms of classiness. It's like boxing is just, I guess that's a nostalgia for me. That's why. So.
Maybe, but I feel like boxing is more dirty in sense of like,
in terms of you cheat, are you saying?
Not cheating, but like everything just is a little like fishy, like all around and everything that happens in it. The promoters are the ones that do everything.
Yeah, the promoters, like, the structure of the promotion stuff is kind of weird. I completely agree with that.
Yeah, like that starts all that stuff.
But what's the difference between that and UFC though? Same thing.
UFC, they give you the fights that you want. Like honestly, Floyd Mayweather like dodged fights his entire career until people were either too old or like too early in the career to like know what they're doing, right? So he fought everyone at not the top of the top when they're like both.
You mean at the prime?
In their prime, you don't see people in their prime fighting each other unless the two of them want to do it. Like, if one of them doesn't want to do it, it's not going
to
happen.
That's true. You need both parties to agree to fight the same thing. Right. Like, UFC is different.
So UFC, they're going to put you together. Like, they have rankings. They're going to put you together because that's how it works.
That's true. So you think that if boxing would have fixed that out a little bit, that issue, though?
Yeah. And they need better, like, they need judges that are, like, real judges. Not, like, I'm pretty sure.
What do you mean real judges? The same thing as BS and UFC, man. Come on.
I've seen way more worse calls in boxing than in UFC. Like, when it comes down to decision,
I'm talking about this. Like, those judges could be also biased. I'm saying
UFC. No, sure. In UFC, it just could be, but when you go down to decision, it's rarely that they're like, oh yeah, this person was obviously winning and they gave it to the other guy. Whereas boxing, it happens all the time. All the time.
That's true.
Especially the big matches where people are like betting on stuff. Like, I think that they look at the line and then they take that line into consideration.
Even to take a cut.
they take it into consideration when they're judging. I think that's what happens.
Even to cash out.
I think so. I don't know. I don't know if they do, but like, I know that like, somebody is getting to them, right? Like, because some of these matches they come out and they don't seem. Right. One person is like obviously the aggressor, obviously the person winning.
I guess.
It comes out of decision and then they're like, oh, the other guy won.
I say for me, like as I said, I love boxing because of nostalgia, old school mentality, just classic type of deal. But again, I don't know. It grew up in my era with that in a sense.
So. I mean, I think boxing used to be, I don't know, it probably wasn't, it's probably just more noticeable now, but there's been a couple of really bad calls when I've watched.
Oh, like, I completely agree with that part. I'm not disagreeing with that at all. So for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But speaking of unfair stuff, right? So I believe, let's talk about Simone Biles, about her performance with one of the routines, right? You know, talk about being fair, not being fair. So you want to share the article that you have with that?
I could talk about what happened, right? So Simone Biles, one of the best gymnasts of like ever. I think she's probably like everyone's top.
She's crazy good.
Top
she's
two
good.
Or three.
And she's young. Ever, right? And she's good. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like 7-time national champion or like world champion or something at this point. And so she did, earlier this month, in 2021, she did in one of her matches a vault. Which you've only seen men do. There's never been a woman to ever complete this.
Is it because it's crazy dangerous?
Because it's crazy hard to do. It's like four spins, somersaults, all kinds. Like, I don't know. It's amazing that she could do it because only the men have done this move, right? Like, there's no women who have ever done it. So she does this move. She lands it. She didn't even move. Like, She stuck it so hard. I was like, man, that's amazing. She got like
10 across board.
Everyone would assume that was a 10, right? Like, when you do something so amazing, you think it's a 10. No, it was like a 6 or 7 or something that she got. Like, how does that happen? How is that fair that when you do something like extraordinary and you don't get the credit you deserve? Like, it's crazy.
So do you think the judge has regret the decision, these judges? Because they marked it so low, right? As the measure of difficulty, you think this would be a very, very hard sport to do. I mean, a hard move to do, though. So why would they mark it so low?
I don't know. I've read a few things. I've heard a few things. Some people were thinking that they're trying to keep the competition, or Simone Biles, I think, said that they're trying to keep the competition like close in line, or like close together. So that's why they did it. It's also, I think I heard some people say that it's a dangerous move. So then all of these moves that when they do it, they have like a max score that you can reach. And this one was a long time ago. They gave this a very low max score to discourage people from trying it because it's so dangerous. But I don't know. It seems like that's something that needs to be looked at, right? Like, you need to be looking at who is in your sport right now, because if your scores are like this and you have someone like Simone Biles, who's like a once in a lifetime like player, once in a generation player, like,
yeah,
how can you like stop them from doing amazing things, and like you penalize them for doing stuff that is out of the
ordinary,
right?
So do you think that she will do it again in Tokyo?
I think she's done it again since then. Or she said she's gonna keep doing it. She said she's gonna keep.
Just to put the pressure on the judges.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Like, it's crazy. But it was amazing to see, something that it's basically like a world record, right? Like, no one's ever done this before. It's like Tony Hawk doing the 900.
That's
on the
true.
Vert. Like, it's something that like no one has ever done before. And then if Tony Hawk had gotten like a 6 or a 7 for that jump, everybody would have been so mad, right? Like, they're like, how do you give that? But like, this is like, yeah, and everyone's mad about this too.
So the move's called Yurchenko Double Pike. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's called.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. Like, I don't even know. Do they tell you? Do they say in this article what is involved in this Yurchenko Double Pike?
It's a bunch of flips. I don't know. It doesn't tell me at all anything at all. Well, the thing is that. Do you think this is this type of, I guess, you know, obviously they have some kind of skills in a sense, have the greatest of it, you know, you think this is also could be like more about, they're so traditional, they want to, you know, keep it within that traditional move, so it's like, why try to innovate something? You know what I mean? Like, you know, hey, girls should stick to this kind of moves and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're saying like they're doing like a gender bias on it?
Yeah, that's like a tradition, right? Like, hey, girls should be only doing these moves, and the best person could do these moves should get a 10. You know what I mean? Like because there shouldn't be any kind of innovation behind that, in a sense, you know?
That seems like, I don't know, that doesn't seem right.
Because it's an old school mentality. I mean, think about the whole community, right? It's probably old school.
Yeah, but like the judging for like they've had all of these like floor routines from like the UCLA gymnastics team.
That's true.
Where they're playing like Beyonce and like all this like new school music and doing.
But music's different though. Routine and music's different, right?
Routine is not the same either.
That's true.
They're doing like one girl did like the whip and the nene. Like, that's not a, that's like.
No. But again, I think you're comparing the difficulty versus the, like a complexity move like this versus, you know, routine versus this. I mean, we're talking about two different things right now. What I'm saying is that, like, say, for example, right, Simone Biles, this move itself is super unique. No one has done it besides the male. It's because it's super, super hard. Mm-hmm. I'm not comparing this to a floor routine. Floor routine, anyone could play music, but still do the same similar moves. Okay. You can play have the totally different music.
But they do it all. They no. You can like you can have someone that's a crazy big jumper and then be able to do moves that no one else can
so
do.
So that's with the possible. So with the floor, if I remember the rules correctly, they have to do a minimum certain specific moves before they do other stuff. Like they have to do certain, like it's a checklist that they gotta go through.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
There's also a checklist on here. You have to like you have to jump at a certain point. Your hands have to go on the pommel at a certain time. And then you have to and then you have to land it. Like there's checklists that you have to do.
But again, let's not compare apples to oranges right now. I'm talking about, let's say that.
Wow, how are they apples and oranges?
Like two different routines, two different things. You know, this is the vault versus the floor, two different things. But I'm saying like, okay. At the end, what I'm saying is that.
But like, this, I'm saying, you're talking about innovation, right? And yeah. Like, if you can innovate on the floor, why can you not innovate on the pommel horse?
I don't know. But like the way it's tradition, that's, I don't know.
It just, I don't know.
It doesn't make sense. I get it. It doesn't make sense, right? But you and also it's the same thing. What's it called at the swings? What was it? The parallel bars as well, or what's it called? What are those? The one that people swing over to the next to each other.
It's uneven bars and then
uneven
the
bars. The uneven bars. That's what it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you see some crazy stuff with the uneven bars too.
Yeah, and like so. That, and like there, I feel like a like sports should like promote innovation. Like I don't know if they
that's
should
true.
Be stopping it. And I think it's good for the sport to have like this type of things happen, right? When you have world records happen and like things that like never have been done in the sport before, it just brings more people in.
That's true. Well, we'll see. I mean, the only things that some as the mobiles can do is just keep trying and put the pressure on the judges to make sure they make the correct call.
Yeah, I don't think we've answered the question at all this entire.
No, but we're not trying to. I mean, is it fair? It's not fair. Obviously, it's not fair for this. This is a straightforward answer for this. Right?
But should sports be fair? Like, is there a?
I guess your definition of fair it might be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think it's. It's complex because who should it be fair for? Because being
That's
fair
true.
For one person is not going to be fair for another.
I mean, maybe because, for example, like you mentioned before, right? Some of us are such an elite. Competitor, maybe they did this to try to keep the competition closer.
Yeah, it's possible. Right? Yeah, like other stuff that we were talking about where the NBA changed rules, like that's
correct,
to make the everything, everyone more, like make it fair for everyone else other than like the people who are
that's
too
true.
Good.
As you know, year goes by, as those skill sets of those players is just going to get better and better because they're going to learn how to do it better, right? They're going to learn to do new tricks, new dribblings, or new plays, just et cetera, so forth, you know? So, yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's definitely a super hard question to answer. And also with the bias behind this, you know, to make some of these decisions stuff, we're human beings, right? We tend to be greedy. We tend to gravitate to...
And we're always pushing the limits, whatever limits that we can. So whatever rules that they set, they're going to push those limits as much as they can.
That's for sure. Do you think that there should be a rule where a football player cannot come back after 5 years not playing?
No, they won't put that rule in. That's crazy.
Because of too much injury risk or something like that?
It's called the Tebow rule. You're not allowed to come back. No, I don't think they can do that. They just can't do it. No. It's impossible.
No, I'm just messing with that. It'll be funny though. Like...
Yeah, it also like goes into like I don't know, like fairness is all over sports. Like should like I don't know, and everyone does it differently. Like every
that's true.
Sport does it differently.
But also like part of, like let me ask you this: like if let's say that 2 years from now, Colin Kaepernick gets a chance to play football again, will you want to see that?
Would I want to see it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't watch football that much.
Well, you care for it, right?
I probably wouldn't care either way.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the longer it goes by, the relevance goes.
Oh, I know. I think for people in the football community who liked Colin Kaepernick, they would want to see it.
That's true.
I just am not into pro football. So, like, I wouldn't want to see it anyways. I think if something like a... I don't know. Maybe like a Vince Carter want to come back to the NBA or like someone who wasn't who like I don't know. Cause Vince Carter played for a long time, so it doesn't really count, right? So somebody who like left the NBA after like 10 years and then decided they wanted to come back, like Michael Jordan did, right? Like he left and then came back like 2 years later. No, like the second, he went to the Wizards. It was only 2 years.
Oh, the Wizards. I'm sorry, I can't forget about that. That career doesn't exist.
But like when he came back, everybody wanted to see that, right? Like that. They still wanted to see Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I think he was done with the Chicago Bulls at 35 and he came back at 40, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Crazy like that. And he still did well.
He still scored 25 points a game or something.
Yeah, it's so crazy. And now, averaging 22 minutes per game too, 23 minutes per game, something stupid.
Yeah, it was nuts. But yeah, if someone who we love watching comes back, like of course people are gonna watch, people are gonna like it. Colin Kaepernick is a special situation where like he has interest groups and like different groups that want to see him play as well. So.
Listen, Robert, we're not gonna be able to answer this question fairly, okay?
Oh man, what's the point? Why are we even doing this podcast?
All right, so wrap this up. We're gonna go with our venting session. Mm-hmm. So, Robert, what do you have for us today? What are you venting about?
I'm venting about, I bought an iPad recently.
It's so good.
The iPad's nice. I don't know. I don't have too many complaints about it, but I bought it with this Apple Magic keyboard because I wanted a stand to put my laptop so it would stand up, right? I thought it was the Folio thing where like you just like right here, I have it here. Like I thought it was this thing where you just like you put it up so you can stand it up. Yeah. But it wasn't. It was like this, but like it only opened like this. Right? And then this was like connected some other way, but you couldn't tilt it. Like it was like a very limited tilt, right? And I was like, all right, the keyboard is nice. Like they made it nice. The keyboard's nice. The trackpad is nice. But this is so that you can like work and like type on it, like make it like a laptop-ish, right?
Yeah.
But like you can't tilt it. Like you can't. It went like this.
So was that product from Apple or was
the product
from
was from Apple? It was $300 for this product, right? And that's crazy. You couldn't tilt the screen farther than like this. And I'm like, I can't even like stand up on the desk and be typing on it and be able to look at it correctly because it's like leaning down.
Are you sure you're using it correctly?
Yes, I'm very sure. This thing just doesn't tilt.
Did you watch a YouTube video?
Oh my God, I didn't watch a YouTube video. That's probably what I did wrong. Yeah. What I gotta do is break it. And so that it like stands that way. No, but yeah, I was
like, Did you return it?
And I bought. Okay. So I bought two of these things from like third parties for $30, and that Apple thing was $300 for like the shittiest product I've ever seen.
You save money. So did you get another keyboard?
No, I didn't need the keyboard. I just bought it because I thought it was this thing. And I was like, this is really expensive for like what this is. Apple sells those for $150 or something, $100 or
that's crazy.
I think it's 100 and something, 110. But like, yeah, I was like, man, this is such BS. that $300 keyboard was like the worst thing I've ever seen.
That's crazy.
Horrible products. And if anybody says that Apple is like looking out for the consumer, they are completely wrong because that is not consumer friendly at all.
Like you said, it could be user error too.
No, it's guaranteed not user error. That's just Apple being shitheads.
Hey, on the bright side, now you can use the iPad, move the monitor over to like a regular monitor now. Once we release the new iOS, so
move what?
Like you can use dual screen now, like you know, to other monitors. Like
I can do that now. That's why I bought this. I bought it so I have my work computer. I can make this my dual screen.
No, but with other Windows now too. Also,
yeah, you can do that too.
Oh, really? Anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah. By the way, all right. So my event is. So I was at the Bitcoin conference this past weekend. Man, let me tell you, people just shit there. Like in terms of like
people shit on the streets.
No, people like just try, well, actually that happened too, but
it's like San Francisco.
No, that happened to Connie saw that.
Somebody shit on the streets?
Yeah,
Connie just brought California to Miami. That's what she did.
She witnessed that first Friday that she was there.
Man, she just brought San Francisco with her wherever she.
Anyway, went. So that's not my bet. My bet is that. So I was kind of working the front one of the entrances there. People just try the con artist to get a ticket somehow. Like, say, hey, my friend is there. Can I go and check it out? Can my friend come back? Like, they were making some BS excuses. Like, I don't like people just a-hole about it too. Like, they're just rude and like, I mean, guys, you don't have a ticket. And then some people try to use another ticket to say, oh, this is my ticket, but it couldn't. When we scan it, it didn't work. Like it was the most frustrating thing. Like, how people be so, it's just, I don't know. I'm like, how can you live with yourself and do that kind of stuff like that? You know, and like, it's just so frustrating. Like, and then we had
to. Did you have any Karens?
Oh yeah, all the time. We did. That's just when we had to get security guards to clear it out.
Oh yeah. So like, they would ask to get in. They would like try to get in, and you wouldn't let them, and then they got mad.
Yeah. Well, the security guards finally decided to stay in the post there, you know, and just clear that out. I'm like, I just didn't want to deal with it. Like, between me and my coworker there, like, man, let me tell you, like, it's just people. I don't know, is it Miami people or is it just people?
This is definitely Miami people. It's how they go to a Bitcoin conference like they drive, just like hella aggressive.
You know, well, but the driving doesn't help either. But still, you know,
no, I'm like, saying like they're trying to get in the same way they would drive. It's just
trying to push their way through. It was a madhouse. Like, and not only that, they didn't train us in a way how to handle certain situations like that. You know what I mean?
So but you're volunteers, right?
Still stressful though.
Yeah. You know? I mean,
because a lot of people didn't care in a sense, you know. But you know, I gotta say,
Did you know anyone that like let people in? Just like, all right, just go. I don't care.
No, because in my post there was only two of us, so I didn't see anybody. I didn't count anybody else.
Oh, I see.
Like, we rotated a shift, you know what I mean? So like, the shift could before me could have done it. I don't know. I had no idea.
I see.
Yeah, but other than that though, and like, it's just people are just shit. That's all.
People are just shit. That makes sense, especially in Miami. They're all just like, hella pushy.
I cannot say that. I know Miami too well. So there's some people are just shit. Yes, but. I mean, some people are, and there's some good crowd in Miami too. So, all right, we're gonna wrap this episode up. So, for those who want to make a comment, this, you know, some should sport be fair. You know, let us know what you think. You know,
yeah, leave some comments.
Some comments. I mean, you can disagree with us. You can, you know, agree with us. Just let us know.
We didn't give a real answer. Maybe you should tell. Maybe you should comment about how we should actually answer the questions.
I gave an answer. Okay. I gave an answer for like every single section. Okay. I believe you.
Did you give an answer in every section? Was Tim Tebow's thing fair?
I don't think it's fair. Obviously. That one's for sure. It's not fair.
Wow. Okay. That's the one I thought you would think was fair.
Yeah. So you did Haslam. Definitely, he should not be in there. We know that for sure. We both agree on that, okay?
Both agree, yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, those calls, foul calls, when a superstar gets, you know, I mean, every single call, we know that, okay? So, like, obviously, the Simone Biles thing, please, we know that was not judged correctly, right. Like, at least from my own opinion.
You know what? Maybe these are very obvious, and you can you guys can tell us how obvious we made these specific examples, and give us examples where it's not so obvious which one is
that's true the right one. Yeah, make us think about it.
Yeah, make us think about it. Give us an example, and then if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or the podcast apps, you can just subscribe and leave some comments there. If you're watching on YouTube, you can click that subscribe button. Yeah,
right there below. Smash that like button too.
Smash that like too. Yeah, and then if you want to watch any of our podcasts, any of our other podcasts, you can always go to our website www.gfothoughts.com.
Yep. Until next time, everybody. Appreciate it. Thank you. Later. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Gluten Free Organic Thoughts podcast. As always, we appreciate you. If you are watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to subscribe to our channel, like this episode, and leave us a comment. If you are listening to us, please leave us your honest review on your preferred podcast listening platform. And as always, you can find us on social media at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at GFOTThoughts. Drop a comment and give us some feedback. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, see you then.